fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th of July. The purpose of the day is to work on your physical fitness. Starting a new program of workouts, be sure you check with your healthcare professional if you have any underlying chronic situations. You don't want to hurt yourself. Take it easy. Work your way up to getting more vigorous in your workouts. With patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. At least one, sometimes 2 excellent articles written every week. His books for sale at amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. I read an article that apparently one of the consequences of the NATO summit yesterday, and I want your feedback if you have any, is they're fast-tracking Ukraine to become a member, making it a one-step process instead of a two-step process. Do you have any knowledge of that, sir?
I heard they want to promise Ukraine to become a member of NATO, which is really the result of Russia's invasion. If Russia had not invaded Ukraine, if you remember in the Korean War, the U.S. didn't consider South Korea part of its defense area. So the communists invaded thinking, oh, the Americans have said they won't defend it. But we did, as you know. And South Korea is part of the Western alliance to this day. But in order for Ukraine to become a member of NATO, the war has to end. And it may be that this is the carrot that is being offered to Ukraine to end the war sooner rather than later, because there's no way the Ukrainians will stop fighting for their territory unless they're given some kind of guarantee. And although Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky of Ukraine, has been reported to be disappointed by this approach, I think it's what you could expect from Europe. Because there are countries in Europe that are afraid for the long-term economic future of Europe with the energy shortages. that Europe had become dependent on Russian natural gas. And although they have been able to make up for some of it, they still have some problems. So, you know, the countries like France, concerned with the standard of living of their people, given the riots and protests there. But the thing is that in Europe, it's overwhelming. The populace is overwhelmingly behind Ukraine, the people of Europe. And the Ukrainians want to become part of NATO because they want to be safe from Russia. But the problem is that every single country in NATO must agree to admit Ukraine into the alliance. And that is going to be a very hard process, because all it takes is one country to say, nah, I think it's too dangerous to have Ukraine in the alliance. And then it isn't.
Right.
So
right.
When you say the process fast-tracking Ukraine, it's very deceptive, because the process itself, Ukraine is unlikely to actually be admitted unless all the countries agree and unless the war ends. And that easily can be a hitch in either position, in either situation. If the Russians don't leave Ukrainian territory, the other problem is for the war to end with Russia holding Ukrainian territory, that means NATO must acknowledge that the territory under Russian control is actually Russian territory, because NATO can't admit a country that has foreign troops, enemy troops, occupying it. So, anyway, that's my understanding.
Well, that's good news for everybody, because under Article 5, if Ukraine was a member of NATO and they were attacked by Russia, then everybody would have to respond. They'd be mandated to respond, wouldn't they?
Well, that's why NATO doesn't, you know, admit countries that are at war or partly occupied by other countries. This is why the process of, you know, it was talked about, you know, back in 2008, 2007, it was talked about having Georgia and or Ukraine eventually become NATO members, because, you know, some people there wanted it. I mean, they did, but the polling indicated that in Ukraine, at least, most Ukrainians didn't want to be in NATO, you know, because it has to be a majority of the country that wants to be in NATO.
Right.
But Putin's invasion of, you know, annexation of Crimea and the invasion of Donbass and the invasion of Ukraine as a whole has changed the Ukrainians so that they are, you know, a majority of, I don't think it's a huge majority, but I think it's a solid majority of Ukrainians want to be in NATO. And of course, it may not be that Ukraine will ever really enter NATO, because it may be that however this war ends, Russia may say, oh, look, we'll get out of the occupied territories if you don't join NATO. And that would be a sensible kind of thing for Russia to do. But for Russia to claim territory, that would be just a continuation of the war. And that's the thing about this war on both sides. Putin's negotiations haven't been in good faith, because his position is we get to keep everything we've taken.
Right.
Ukraine's position is we want our territory back. So you can't get a negotiation with when both sides are basically intransigent. You know, they both sides will not. So it's not, you know, that's the problem. Europe wants peace, you know, because businessmen, you know, Western democracy is in part plutocratic. So you got money is at stake, and people are losing money as long as the war goes on. And so they want to have peace. They don't want to have a widened war. A nuclear war just wrecks business, you know, if it goes that way.
Of course it would. Of course it would. And of course, your comment. Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, one other comment. We went through the 11th. There was no, and now it's the 12th.
Right.
There's been no attack coming out of Belarus with nuclear weapons. So it's just another sophisticated Putin bluff so far. And so, and of course, according to all the books on nuclear war, written by the Soviet generals, you don't launch a nuclear war under these conditions. You have to have a fit, successful conventional military to follow up on nuclear strikes. And nuclear strikes would not necessarily give them Europe, and it would probably tear their own society apart. So I think they recognize that nuclear war, even if they were to win one, would not be successful. And I think whatever the biological war was that China started in China, I think they realize that they can't win with that either. So it's kind of shown the weakness of Russia and the possibility that there might be a change of government there as a consequence.
Pretty amazing stuff. The world is changing very quickly and not in good ways, is it?
Well, are you saying that if Russia had invaded and defeated Ukraine quickly, it would have been good? No, it would have been a catastrophe. You know, you got these people who are saying that the West doesn't have enough ammunition to fight Russia. Imagine if Russia had gone through Ukraine without expending those billion rounds of ammunition they were sitting on. They could have gone into Western Europe, and after so many weeks or months, we would have ran out of ammunition, and they would have, as President Medvedev has said, former Russian president, that we are going to form a new federation from Lisbon to Vladivostok. I mean, that's what the stated goal of the Russian establishment is. They want to rule Europe. And they've said it. It's in print. They can't take it back. You know, top-level officials there have talked about owning all of Europe, being the leader of Europe. And so it's in the alt-right. If you read the alt-right books out of France and Germany and so on, you find the same statements. You know, Yami Fay's book, Archaeofuturism, he says Moscow's going to be the future capital of Europe. You know, and he's one of these alt-right. He's passed away in recent years. I think that book came out, 14 years ago or something, 13 years ago. So the real danger to Europe is that if Russia were to succeed in Ukraine, the fact is the Ukrainians stopped them. Maybe when Europe couldn't have.
Yes. Well, the stated goal is ink on paper. It can't be taken back of both Russia and China. The speech by the Chinese defense minister, their top general, the written material that Russia has put into the archives of history. These stated goals should be the wake-up call, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, if you followed the people who really follow Russia and China, the people who really study China are alarmed that China is intending to go to war. I mean, I've talked to China experts, you know, that work with the Committee on the Present Danger of China, and they have been worried, really, you know, since this mobilization order in China came last year. They were worried about last fall, last November, October, November. They were worried about April, you know, when the seas are calm around Taiwan. They're very concerned because the news out of China is quite frightening. And those of us who followed Russia. And the thing is there's a split in the thinking. There's all these people who think that, well, we need to end the war in Ukraine and become friends with Russia. And that way we can play Russia against China, as if this is even a possibility. Because we've got too much committed to helping Ukraine. We're sending too much ammunition or weapons. We have nothing for the Pacific. But they're not looking at it the other way around. That when you kick Putin in the shins, President Xi of China gets a nosebleed. And so these two countries are working together. And if one of them suffers a defeat, they're both suffering a defeat. So that affects China too, and it affects their confidence and their belief that they can economically get away with it without losing their economies. And so we have to be aware China has played a clever game economically and has got us, you know, in our economies are intertwined, which is extremely dangerous because they can then affect our economies by cutting our supply chain, which is what we've made ourselves vulnerable to. We've tried to prevent them from getting configured chips that can be used in weapons that will end up in Russia. And so now they're trying to cut off certain strategic minerals that they provide us with, right? So there's this, there's a war going on, a trade war, a war of resources between China and the West. Make no mistake. And it's being done to help Russia.
Absolutely. Well, war over natural resources is nothing new. That goes back for thousands of years, doesn't it, sir?
No, none of this war is not new. None of these things are new.
Right.
And the thing is, the thing that's new to everybody that believed the Cold War ended in 91 is that, what do you mean we can have a war again? I thought we had the peace dividend and it was all over. No, I'm sorry. You know, history continues. Francis Fukuyama was wrong. History, the end of history? No way. You know, history is the history of conflict and war and jostling of peoples against each other. And it's going to continue to be that. It's never going to end. You know, and the idea that we're going to have either a liberal globalism or a socialist communist globalism is a fantasy. Whoever wins, there's still going to be enemies and there's still going to be wars. Whoever won the last war, you think that World War II established permanent peace? Look at how many wars have been fought since World War II. You know, and you even fought in one of them. So you know that it doesn't end, and so people have to get these utopian fantasies out of their head, and we just have to live with what it is. You know, if the doctor tells you you have some disease, you got to treat it. Well, you think you're going to be, everybody in the world is going to have perfect health, you know, from now on? No. You know, we live in this kind of world where we have to deal with problems.
That's right. That's right. You got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, what direction would you like to go next, sir? We got a break in about 2 minutes.
Well, I'd mentioned yesterday this John Grush stuff about the revelations in Congress and UFOs. Have you followed that at all?
I have not. Tell us about it.
Well, Grush is an intelligence, a former Air Force officer, an intelligence officer who became part of this UFO UAP task force. And I guess he went investigating into the government when he was there, and he found that there were these secret programs related to UFOs, UAPs. And he came to be concerned that there were illegalities going on with those things. So he became a whistleblower. He did an interview. They filmed it in May or videotaped him in May, interviewed with Ross Coulthart. And that was broadcast in early June. And I guess there's been Coulthart has met with other people, government officials, who confirm that Grush's information is correct. Grush says there is non-human technology. U.S. government has recovered in crash retrieval program and has been working on reverse engineering it, and that there are, quote-unquote, bodies. Now, this Grush has not seen any bodies. He's not seen any non-human technology, but he's read reports and heard people, other government officials, describe it to him. And I guess some of these government officials think these programs should be known to the public. And of course, Senator Marco Rubio, who's been involved in this process, says that John Grush is the first whistleblower in the UFO area to actually have followed the correct procedures. Because basically what he got is he got the inspector general and these other people to say, okay, there's a problem. You need to testify to Congress. And so I understand, I haven't heard the latest, but he testified. He gave a testimony under oath before the congressional staffs of the congressional committees that would be looking into this. And that he basically said to them, look, I'm telling you, I haven't seen anything, but I've seen documents and stuff, and talked to people. And so if I'm lying, put me in jail. But if I'm telling the truth, you need to investigate and
All
find
right.
out.
Hold on, Jeff. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if your arthritis pain has you down, check out the Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale on Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website?
There's a PayPal button below every video or article.
All right. And we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Do you have any information or news about Sweden joining NATO?
Well, the last I heard that Turkey is going to – they've made some kind of negotiation. I'm not sure what the Swedes have – given to the Turks, but the Turks wanted certain things because Sweden has done things that Turkey doesn't like, and apparently Sweden is eager enough to join NATO that they would give these concessions to Turkey. Not sure what they are yet.
But what is their eagerness to? Or what were you about to say?
Well, it shows Sweden's eagerness to join NATO, which is you know, Sweden hasn't been involved in a war since Napoleon. Basically, they've been meticulously neutral in both world wars, for example. Swedish volunteers went and fought for Finland in the Finnish army. Sweden itself as a state has been neutral for, you know, like I say, since the Napoleonic Wars. It's very unusual for them to join an alliance. It's quite a step for them. And they must be genuinely worried about Russia to do that.
Mm. The reason I asked is because I've seen on Democracy Now! The left-wing news channel, mm-hmm. YouTube channel. Well, they have that there are people. They were interviewing somebody that is opposed to Sweden joining NATO. Someone in the mm-hmm. I think in the Swedish Parliament. What is the objection there on the left to Sweden joining NATO? Is it because of traditional neutrality or what?
Well, they have. I didn't see that broadcast, so I don't know what the specific objections are. But look, the left has always traditionally in Sweden been anti-NATO, and Sweden is a country that Sweden had a communist party in the 1920s, following in the Bolsheviks' footsteps. So Sweden had a communist movement in Sweden was also sort of a ground zero for communist activity in Europe because of Sweden's history. Bolshevik networks, communist networks, socialists would come and go out of Sweden, and Russian spies were able to operate there. So Sweden was sort of a hub. And because it was a neutral country during World War II, it became a hub for both Nazi, Allied, and Communist agents. And so Sweden is a kind of, like Switzerland. Switzerland was similarly used as another neutral country. So being a neutral country means that you have elements of both sides operating in the country. And right now, Sweden has a conservative government. And that is concerned with immigration. And is also appalled at the invasion of Ukraine, and knows about the, you know, Russia has threatened Sweden. They have caught Russian submarines going into Swedish waters. Russia has basically threatened Sweden militarily, just as it's threatened Finland. And so Sweden has taken fright. Sweden, after the end of the Cold War, Sweden had a pretty good military during the Cold War. They basically disarmed. And they've been trying since the invasion of Ukraine in 2014 when Crimea was annexed and Donbas was invaded by the Russians. The Swedes saw the writing on the wall and said, why do we have no army? Why do we have no real navy? And they've been trying to rebuild everything. So belonging to NATO is that extra defense at a country that finds itself in a difficult position. Because Sweden doesn't have the cover of an alliance, just like Ukraine, it isn't in NATO. So if it got invaded by Russia, where would they be? And that makes them feel very insecure. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But the left doesn't. See, you got to see the hard communist left. They're for Russia. If you go and you watch, you read left publications, they're not for NATO. They're in the same place that some of these pro-Putin far-right people are. They're saying the same thing. So you got to kind of watch the far left and what they're really saying. You know, sometimes the communists will say, oh, it was bad that they invaded Ukraine, whatever. But, you know, the NATO and Western finance capital is evil, blah, blah, blah. So they'll nuance it. But they really are supportive of Russia, as they are of China and North Korea, Vietnam, Cuba. All the communist countries.
Yeah, Bob, there, Brick, John, thank you for your call. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo. That'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Be a lot of great speakers. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you. And, of course, the vendors. You'll see things, hear people that you would never see or meet otherwise. And it'll be a great event. I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. A lot of my website, if you're interested in what's going on with COVID, we just added to it yesterday a nice section that allows you to do your own homework, your own research, and find out the real deal. Last but not least, if the arthritis pain has you down, keeping you from doing the things you like to do, check out the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads go with it at thelibertyman.com. It'll probably help. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And Jeff, our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm not an expert on any of this stuff about NATO or anything like that, but I have been listening to some analysts and stuff that have been talking about it, who seem to know what they're talking about. And from what I understand, that NATO has already decided to withhold membership for Ukraine. And but the thing is that if they decide to put it on this fast track later, it does not mean that the war has, in other words, they're saying that this idea that Ukraine can't be at war is not correct. They don't approve, NATO membership doesn't approve countries that are at war, only because it means that if they do, then all of NATO will have to join in and be at war at the same time. In other words, for NATO to say they will allow a member in, they will all be at war. In other words, the NATO states will be saying they are going to war with this country, and they can do that. And that's what this fast track thing was all about. But they're not going to do that because it's already been decided they're going to withhold it. Now, if they do it in the future, they could, and that would literally mean, like, if there was a, oh, let's say there was a false flag attempt or something to blow up the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant or something like that, that one could automatically drag them in, and they could grant NATO access, and they, even though Ukraine is at war, which would mean that they would all be going to war at the same time. So it's not exactly saying that they have to, they can't be at war. It's that they have the option, they can do that, but at this present time, they're not doing it. So it's a fine distinction, and like I said, I'm not an expert on any of this, but the people I was listening to are experts on it, and they analyzed it pretty well. And there was one was a colonel, and who had was a person who is pretty advanced in this knowledge on this subject, and the whole the conversation was all about whether Ukraine could join NATO. He's an analyst that works for the government too on this. So, yeah, it's just a small difference, but they can do it. But it would mean that they all are joining in at the same time, going to war at the same time. In other words, they would be going to war.
The problem, Charlie, is you can't get 27 or however many countries are now in NATO with Finland and whatever. You can't get that many countries to agree to have a country admitted that's under attack. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
From what I understand, there's five countries basically that control that. Now, they're 27, all 27, but I think there's five that are controlled, the other 27.
No, there's not five that control. In NATO, it's what's called a consensus organization. And what that means is that only one country has to say no. For example, with Finland and Sweden, Finland got in, but Turkey was saying no. Turkey has been saying no to Sweden entering. Turkey, that's only one country in NATO, has to say no, and then the other country doesn't get in. See, and it doesn't matter which country it is. It could be Albania, you know. It could be it could be any of the smaller countries. It could be Belgium or Holland. They all have an equal vote in saying no.
And okay. So that's I agree. I don't know enough about it to really discuss it that on that level. So you're probably right about that. I just know that they could go into the war part of it, but it would mean that Ukraine, they would all go into war at the same time. In other words, but it's not going to happen because from what I understand, it's already they've already decided they're not going to get it.
NATO does not. No, all it takes is one country saying we don't want to be at war. And of course, there's always going to be that country. And actually, the U.S. and Germany have stated they do not want to be at war with Russia. They do not want Russia to be broken up. They do not want this. They want some kind of resolution. And, you know, everybody's trying to figure it out. But the Russians and Ukrainians aren't ready to talk because each side has things that it wants that the other side won't give. So the war continues. That's basically how it works.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to add that comment. That's all.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Charlie. Our next caller, Jeff, is Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Good morning. Jeff, I just wanted to see what you would think about the fact that most of the people in Kiev were Jewish Christians. That means that's their belief now. Just like, you know, I am. You're not a Jew, as far as I'm concerned, after you're a Christian. You're not a Muslim, as far as I'm concerned, after you profess, you know, love of Jesus Christ and give your life to him. Where do they come up with all this stuff, you know? It's just like, it is, I can't say it's anti-Semitism. It's just anti-Christian. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. Jeff, you got a response to Pat's comments?
No, I really don't know what she's responding to.
Okay,
but yeah, there's a lot of anti-Semitism.
There is. Well, Pat, thank you for your call. We'll move on from there.
Okay.
Bye. Okay.
Let's talk
Jeff, to thank you, Pat. Any updates, if there are any, on the Chinese-Taiwan situation, sir?
No, I mean, the situation is pretty static. It's pretty much the same as it's been the last year.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know also. Your most recent article you've posted at your website, tell us about it, sir.
Well, it's about the John Grush stuff. And, you know, someone was kind enough to link Joe Rogan's interview with Annie Jacobson, who wrote the book on Area 51, and got maybe a look inside of what's going on, in that she had a witness, an engineer who worked on the Manhattan Project, who also worked on projects, follow-on projects. And apparently what happened at Roswell in 1947 was that the Russians attempted to create a fake alien invasion scare by taking deformed children and taking some kind of craft with new propulsion technology they got from the Germans and launching it from a larger aircraft in Mexico and having it cross the border. And this craft was supposed to, I guess, land and be seen and then go back, but it was piloted by 13-year-old children who'd been the subject of this deformity to make them have large heads and large eyes, which was, I guess, something that Joseph Mengele was working on in the Third Reich. Now, there might have been a project in the Third Reich to do something like this, and maybe the Russians inherited the project, but of course, the thing crashed. Maybe there were two of them, I forget, but there was a crash, and there were recovered bodies of these children. And of course, they realized what this was. Because inside the craft, supposedly, were the Russian markings of it having been manufactured in Russia. And this story, of course, is not widely believed by people who follow UFOs. But if you watch the Joe Rogan interview with Annie Jacobson, she describes how she got the information from this scientist engineer, and she's going to maybe write more about it in the future. It's very credible. And that the U.S. government started a project of its own to fake contact with UFO aliens. She speculates that this is one of the things going on in Area 51 in S4, which is where Bob Lazar worked, as I recall, but there's an S2 and an S3. And she asked this engineer, she said, well, what's the story? What's going on? And he said, you have no idea how big this is. And, you know, this idea of we took retarded children and we did experiments with them. According to this, this is what this older scientist engineer told Annie Jacobson. We did experiments on retarded children to make them look like aliens. And this guy was, his conscience was stricken. In fact, she said he actually broke down and cried in front of her. That this was because he had a Down syndrome grandchild, and he felt he was being punished for doing this. And so it's there's some kind of project. And the ufologist Jacques Vallée wrote about a group that called themselves the Martians. They were an intelligence group in World War II. And they thought, well, how do we prevent nuclear war? Well, if there's a threat to the planet from outer space, maybe the human race will unite and we won't have a nuclear war. So there was the thought by Vallée that somewhere in the bowels of the intelligence community, somebody was thinking these thoughts, and that something has been going on under the surface all this time. If the Soviets can create a fake UFO incident, so could we. And Vallée's book, wrote a book on this in which he documents how the French, the Soviets, the Russians, and ourselves have faked UFO contact incidents, major incidents that you can show were done by the U.S. government. They created those incidents, or the French or the Russian governments. So this is an aspect of the phenomenon that that when we look at John Grush may be part of it. There also may be a part of it in having to do with the paranormal, but it's very interesting that they're getting to this now with this testimony, because with these black projects you got billions of dollars, and you may not have proper oversight of where that money's going and how it's being used.
Well, this is an astounding turn of events concerning the. Events at Roswell, New Mexico, something I've never heard before. And apparently there's some evidence to back this up, isn't there, Jeff?
Well, Jacobson's testimony, I don't know what else she's got. She's talked about, she told Joe Rogan that she might follow it up. I guess she spent many months, you know, talking to this guy. He was like 90 years old. And of course, his wife was, you know, very surprised that he was talking about this. But you know, we've had a government with a secret military projects, black budget projects for a long time, and it may be that it wasn't just rocket technology that we got from the Germans. The Germans may have been working on other things. And of course, the evidence has not been very good, but you've heard of Die Glocke, where they were working on a kind of flying saucer, a bell.
I know. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's pretty well known, right?
Yeah. And so what did the Russians get a hold of this project? And is the flying saucer phenomenon of the 1940s and 50s part of this? And there's a very good book, I'm forgetting the author, and I read it this past year, on the Soviet Union and UFOs, about, you know, how many of these contactees and these UFO people were connected with the KGB, and how people disappeared, and there were a lot of intelligence games, that this is an aspect of the phenomenon that has not been well understood by the public that follows it. You've got people from the CIA and the KGB involved in things, in the phenomenon. So you've got to wonder, contact, as Vallée points out, contact with non-humans or aliens. It would be such a stupendous event that faking it or controlling such an idea has implications for controlling large masses of people. And of course, the claim of contact with the superior intelligence is the claim of having access to solutions to human problems that then would get people to follow you. So it does have implications for political power in the future and so on. And there is, you know, I looked into the German stuff And there was a German psychic, group of psychic women that worked for the SS. They claimed they had contacted aliens through some kind of seances, right? And that they had been given instructions on how to build advanced technological devices. Now, this is highly speculative. Nobody knows. These people, I think the woman that headed the project, her name is not occurring to me right now, but she disappeared in Vienna in 1945. The Russians occupied Vienna. Did they take her? Was she part of the project? Did the Russians scoop all these people up? And is it possible to get technology from channeling and seances? And would that be demonic technology? And if it's non-human, is this part of it? I don't know.
Amazing. That's amazing. We have our last break. Jeff will give us a summary when we get back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, you got about 3 minutes here to give your summary for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, anyway, I I take an interest in anything that has to do with our defense. And of course, there's been this issue. People say how much money we spend for defense, but what do we get for it? And that's a big question. And so, is there corruption? Is there money being siphoned onto bogus projects? And that's my main concern. And of course, the government and the military should not be involved with projects that are manipulating the public, that are making people believe things that aren't true, or to manipulate our political system. And that is an area where we can get into serious trouble here as a country. And of course, I hope that there's investigations here, and that we get to the truth. And if there are, if there is something stupendous going on, the government has the right to keep certain secrets to keep us safe. But if there's something significant that we should be knowing about, that it should come out, and that people should be able to, Congress, which represents the people, that is the basis of American sovereignty, should know, should be informed, and probably with the Pentagon, a proper accounting system and a proper checks and balances should be applied, and maybe it's past due now.
It is past due. It is absolutely past due.
Ross Coulthard, the journalist that broke a lot of the story, has said he thinks there will be people will be arrested, that there will be people charged with crimes. And he's just worried that Congress won't do enough. U.S. Congress won't. And, of course, that's always the problem. If we don't get to the bottom of something that's not being done right, and that money is going to people who aren't doing what they're saying they're doing, that the corruption continues. And so, let's just hope that the news, I think we're going to hear more in the coming weeks. But I would advise you, John, to watch the John Grush interview with Ross Coulthard. It's chopped up on bits. I think there's things on the air. And Ross Coulthard has a podcast that he does. And of course, his book, In Plain Sight, is worth reading. And good part of the book is about investigating these.
Spell his last name, please.
Ross, Ross Coulthard, Coulthart. And he's the Australia 60 Minutes guy. He's a mainstream journalist.
Okay, gotcha.
Who got into this and really investigated some of the things around the U.S. government and contractors who have access to things and are doing things that are not appropriate according to U.S. law.
Amazing. Okay. Well, Jeff, thank you. We'll have you back next week. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. How can you find them? You can never, ever. Please have an unsafe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri. Lovely, large city. Here I get to live in. Even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.